the book Romans, part 32. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, which is my doctoral degree, which I turned into a book form. There's information that you never heard of before, not even on the internet. Should you require any information, you can contact me at the WhatsApp number +27 international code for South Africa, code 722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Share this link to your friends and family and everybody that you love. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, a pen and a notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah Witnesses, Roman Catholic Church, Protestants, you name them who they are. We do not belong to nobody. We are only an international Bible study functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, in which the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are about to continue where we left off yesterday morning, Romans chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 10. Now, I'm just going to read the scripture, but because I want to come to the last part of it. He says, "But glory, honor, and peace to every man and woman that worketh good, who are part of the bride of Yahushua." Look at my hands. Now, the scripture says, "To the Jews first, and also the Gentiles." For many, many people throughout the ages, how many of them, and even today in 2026, never knew what this scripture means? To the Jews first, and also to the Gentiles. Well, the fact that the message of salvation was originally ordained to the Jew people, the Israelites, and then it would become necessary to go to be shared with the Gentiles. And that's what I was explaining yesterday morning. And I want to continue here where the scripture says that first the message was preached for 2 years unto the Hebrew people. But the Pharisees and the scribes and Sadducees and Sanhedrin and the priests and high priests and they didn't know, wanted to know anything about what Yahushua taught. They didn't want to listen to him. How many times have we found where Yahushua had to flee to the mountains? Why? Because they wanted to stone him. Especially when he claimed to be the son of the creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh Almighty. But if they just listened to his name, how it was structured. In Hebrew, the tetragrammaton is Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei, from right to left. Yod, Hei, Vav. It's a V-A. Why H-V-H? It's consonants. You can't make a word of it. And then the letter A is applied. Then it becomes Yod, Aleph, Hey, Faf, Aleph, Hey. That gives you Yapa. Why? Not a Y, a Y. Y, A, H, it's like in Ya, Fa, V, A, H. Ya, Fa, the Father's name. It's in the Bible. Yafa. And then the Son is the Shua. Shua means Savior, Redeemer. It's Yafa, Shua. So he has the name of his father. He says in John 52, verse 6, I came in the name of my father, and you accept me not. If another came in his own name, him would you accept? Now, if his father's, if his name is Jesus Christ, what's his father's name? It also should be Jesus Christ something. It's not. But if his father's name is Yafa, Yot Alephay Faf Alephay, Yafa. And his name is Yafa Shua, the Father, the Savior, Redeemer. How easily is that? He came unto his own, and they accept him not. He preached the gospel of salvation unto his own people. Those that were living under the 613 laws of Moses, knowing that there's no salvation in it. You don't believe me? Go read what the Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 1 to 20, especially the first 5 verses. Galatians 5 verse 1 to 5. Go read it. But you can read it on up till 20. Make a study of it. If I'm still bound to the laws, the 613 laws of Moses, I'm still living in sin. I will die in my sin. Come study the word. Now the word says here that he preached the gospel of life unto Israel, and they accept him not. There were Barabbas, where Pontius Pilate says, here's Barabbas, here's Yahushua, whom must I set free? Israel, not the Greek people, not the Roman people, they didn't shout, crucify Yahushua. They say, release Pontius, they say to Pontius Pilate, release Barabbas, who was a murderer. Crucify Yahushua. He washes his hands in water. Pontius Pilate, he says, I found in him no sin. Then the Israelites shouted, let his blood be upon us and our children and our children's children. That's why Israel will be going through the great tribulation. With only one third of them would be saved. The remnant of Israel is going to be saved in the great tribulation. Why? Because their eyes were closed and their ears were sealed not to accept Yahushua. In order for the gospel of salvation to be taken to the Gentile world. From that time that Yahushua stood at the well with the Gentile woman, the Samaritan woman, and he says, give me water, and I shall give you the water of life that will spring up till in eternity. That water today is what keeping us as your fist alive. As part of the bride of Yahushua universally, it keeps us going. What? Those water of eternal life that springs up from within. We can never be shut down. We can never be quiet. It's a fountain of living water that just overflows. Every little chance we have, we preach the gospel. Every chance that a door is just half open, we jump in, we preach the gospel. we are living a testimony of someone who's redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, who lives in holiness. That's what, and who bears the fruit of the Ruach HaKodesh. You will see I'm showing fruit. I don't show little round small fruits. Fruits. And that's what we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be the light unto a lost world. We are supposed to be fresh water unto a lost, thirsty world. We are supposed to be bread, fresh bread unto a lost world. That is all figurative speech, presenting our lives to a lost world. So the message of salvation, that day, from the day that Yahushua stopped at the well, speaking to the Samaritan woman, up till today, in 2026, up till today, he has never stopped taking the word of salvation to the Gentiles. Never. In the Great Tribulation, the 7 years and 105 days, Daniel 12 verse 11, Daniel 12 verse 12, 2,625 days, 7 years and 105 days, is the time of the Great Tribulation. That's the time that the gospel of salvation will be preached unto the remnant of Israel, the one-third. And while it will be preached unto Israel, but one-third or the remnant of Israel will accept it. I hear so many people claim that the church is the remnant and this is the remnant. And, no, no. They are coming from the 12 tribes of Jacob. That's why you will find the 144 from the 12,000 from every tribe that will preach the gospel of salvation unto Israel in the Great Tribulation. Today, we as Gentiles, we who were Gentiles, and those that are still Gentiles today, we have the Ruach HaKodesh that learns and teaches us in the Ruach HaKodesh, in the Revelation Word. Yahweh is using us, every one of us, as workable instruments in His kingdom. And then we today have the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and to lead us in all righteousness and truth, and reveal the Revelation Word unto those that is longing to receive and obtain the glorified Revelation Word. Well, he says in verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to every man, and I want to say woman, that worketh good, who are part of the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Now he says first, he says to the Jews first. Why? Because there were Jews 2,000 years ago that came to repentance. It's not all the Jews that were preached to that got, that was lost. No. Yahushua preached to, teach 5,000 men on one time, another time 4,000 men. You want to tell me none of them came to repentance? They were so interested in the word that he was teaching and preaching that they didn't even want to go to town to get bread or something to eat. They just sat there. And that's where Yahushua had to take the fishes and the bread and turn it into a meal for multitudes of people that were sitting there so occupied in the Revelation Word, in the gospel of salvation, hearing something totally different than the 613 laws of Moses, which was preached by the high priest and these people. They were so interested in it, they didn't want to leave. They just sat there the whole day and in the evening, doesn't even worry about getting food. They didn't want to miss one word of the Revelation Word that Yahushua was speaking. You want to tell me none of those people came to repentance? I see on the day of Pentecost, where the Ruach HaKodesh was poured out, there was thousands of people. There was 120 in the upper room, and some of them came to Apostle Peter and says, what must we do, brethren, to be saved? Though there must surely have also been Jews, Hebrew people, and Peter says, repent, and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the promise of the Ruach HaKodesh. For this promise is unto you and your children, all their support. It doesn't mean little babies and children. We are the children of our Father's children. It means centuries of people who are born in time to come, the children. And so those that accepted his word, we immersed 3,000 souls. You want to tell me there was no Jews there? And that's why I say, to the Jews first. Why? Because the message was unto the Jews first, and also the Gentiles who became the bride of Yahushua. I'm so glad that I have part in that what Yahweh has originally had in mind for us as Gentiles, to be saved and made part of the bride of Yahushua called Yavist. Until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.